Just ahead, the U.S. Senate gets ready to take on global warming. First, this note on emerging science from Jennifer Chu.
What began as a conversation between two scientists in seemingly unconnected fields may one day end up as a new way to produce energy from water. Daniel Kwok studies electrokinetic phenomena, and Larry Kostick studies how energy is created. These two scientists, who hail from Alberta, Canada, knew that when a liquid meets a solid, the surface of the liquid becomes negatively charged. So they wondered if they pushed water through an extremely tiny tube to get the negative charge at one end, will the opposite end of the tube get a positive charge? To test their theory, the researchers needed a substance with a great many nanoscale tubes running through. So they chose the naturally porous substance, clay. Their 2-inch-long ceramic tube contained up to 1 million minuscule channels running through it. And when Kwok and Kostick pushed highly pressurized water through the channels, they created, as expected, a negative charge at one end of the tube and, surprise, a positive one at the other end, enough energy to power 2 small LED light bulbs. More research needs to be done to figure out the most efficient way to take advantage of this phenomenon. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Jennifer Chu.
And you're listening to Living on Earth.